Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Coming up this Sunday at 6:30 in New Orleans, Super Bowl 59, Kansas City going for the three-peat against the Eagles, who are in their second Super Bowl in 3 years. Talking about that, a guy who played in a Super Bowl, got a Super Bowl ring, as a matter of fact, one of the great Ravens of all time. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome to the show Jamal Lewis. Jamal, good morning. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing all right, man. It was good to see you a couple weeks back out there in Verizon land. But let's talk about real quick, Hall of Fame's coming out tonight. Terrell Suggs is one of the finalists. You were with Young Sizzles when the Ravens drafted him out of Arizona State. Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? And say Vinatieri gets in ahead of him, how hot are you going to be running over the voters' selection process there?
Man, I played with Suggs, saw him come in as a young, rookie, seen him just come in and develop to the player that he became. And, there's a lot of challenges earlier on. I can tell you that just in who he was and just as a person, just being, young and just the growth, that I've seen over the years in him to become the player that he is, I do feel like he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He played on some great defenses, contributed to a lot of great wins and on a lot of great defenses. So why not? I think he should be there. He'd love to get another Raven in there.
Now, Jamal, your rookie year, Ravens went to the Super Bowl, and you talk about great defenses. That team has one of arguably the top five defenses of all time. If there's one thing that stands out to you about that game, that week, what is it?
I think the biggest thing was, the organization and how they took care of us that whole week and showered us with gifts and just first class, and it was just no pressure. We didn't have a lot of pressure. It was just like another game, and we were prepared to go get it done. But just the organization stood out as a whole as far as just how happy they were for us to be there and just how much they really appreciated us, which kind of dragged along throughout the career of the Ravens, just in that organization and who they are as a first class organization.
Ravens legend Jamal Lewis joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Now, this year's Raven team, they fell short, as we know. Derrick Henry had a monster season. Saquon Barkley is in the Super Bowl. He chased Eric Dickerson, the great Eric the Great, just like you did back in 2003. Talk about how the running backs now look like, Jamal, just a couple short years ago, they were, air quotes, devalued. Now you need a great running back to get deep into the postseason here.
You do have to have a good running back. The running back position has been downgraded or whatever, basically due to the offenses and how, you know, they're throwing the ball around and what sells tickets and what people want to see or whatever. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you got to have a substantial running game, you know, and it's shown, you know, no matter how much you want to throw the ball, whatever, how much you want to, you know, have highlights, the offensive coordinators, they're not getting jobs running the ball. You know, they're not getting offensive coordinator or head coaching jobs running the ball. They're getting these jobs by throwing the ball around and what kind of concepts they can put together and how they can get the ball to, you know, these, you know, 30, 40, $50 million a year receivers, you know. So that's just what got to happen, and that's just the nature of where we are. But, you know, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, what they're doing and what they did this past year really put a stamp on having a premier running back. Every good team or great team would need one in order to get to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Jamal, you know what's funny about that is, I mean, you look back to like when you were at Tennessee and stuff, I mean, people were running under center, running the ball, and now, you know, you've got all these 7-on-7 leagues and everything else, and that's what's kind of eliminated the power run game, running back.
Right, right, yeah, it has, you know, and I have a 7-on-7 team myself, and I can tell you it's the biggest waste of time. It doesn't accomplish anything. But just, you know, when we were kids, we used to go outside and play in the middle of the street, and you had a quarterback, and you just said, guys, go line up and run down the field.
Right.
The only thing they changed in that, and a lot of you guys, probably the team wouldn't have been that great if y'all had a time that the quarterback had to throw the ball.
It was so, one house, two, you know, house, three house, and you could rush, remember?
Hey, see, you can run. So, no, you can't run out there 7-on-7. But at the same time, it's just one of those things where it's you know, the kids get hyped about catching that interception or hitting that deep ball or just making the catch or whatever across the middle. Like, they get excited about that, and it builds excitement, which, you know, it's all fun and games. But at the same time, I really don't feel like you get anything from it. But it has changed the nature of just how things are and how these players are. My son, he don't want to play running back. You know, I had him play running back 1 year, and the next year he said, I'm not a running back. I'm a receiver. So, you know, that's just what these kids want to be. And that's the nature of the league. That's what they've driven and that's what they promoted. And, it's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's done a lot for the league or whatever, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to the X's and O's, you got to have a good, strong running back that can get you through that 4-minute drill at the end of the game to close it out.
Hey, Jamal, how would you do in the Ravens' offense that we're seeing today, Todd Monken's offense?
Oh, man, you seeing it. You see what Derrick Henry's doing? Like, that's just what happened. You know, you punish him, and then the big runs to come, you know, especially with Lamar. You know, you have a great decoy that he can pull it, he can throw it, he can do, you know, whatever. And then it just being with a quarterback like that, you know, it just adds a different dynamic, especially as a running back. You know, you can count on 6, maybe 7-man boxes. You don't have to worry about an 8-man box because they're just not – it's too dangerous. But at the same time, you know, being able to go through there and find that gap, man, and see that hole and get down in there like Derrick Henry's been doing this year, that's what it creates. And I think that's what they wanted to create. We wish we could have just used it a little better.
Hey, Jamal, Sunday's game, what's your impression of Barkley?
Oh, Barkley, Barkley is... I feel like he is running possessed right now. You know, I kind of, you know, when Baltimore got rid of me and I went to Cleveland, you know, I know how he feels. And he is going over and beyond, you know, the expectations. And he knows what he's capable of, and he's displaying it right now. And I can tell you this, some teams you can go into – they don't really want to run the ball. So, you know, they try to disguise it and this and the other. But I think what happened earlier on in Philly, they could not deny it because Hurts wasn't getting it all the way done. But at the same time, every time you hand it Saquon the ball. He made plays. So guess what? You got to lean on it. You have to hand the ball off. So that's why going into this game in the Super Bowl, it's like, I'm like, it's dangerous. Like, he's going to really have a field day running the ball. And I just think the Philly just, the Eagles have to dial his number. They have to call it up, and they have to live with it. But, you know, that's just one of them things. I think he's going to be the key factor in this game. So the offensive line better get ready. And in the offensive line, they love when their numbers call.
Jamal Lewis, Ravens legend, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, to that point, Jamal, Kansas City 1.5-point favorites here. They win, first team to ever win 3 straight Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes has already got his bust in his jacket ready for Canton. So you mentioned Barkley being the key for Philly. What about for Kansas City? Who gets that Lombardi trophy coming up around 10 o'clock Sunday night?
Well, I feel like the Eagles get it. I do feel that, you know, one thing about the Chiefs, you just can't make mistakes. So if the Eagles can stay mistake-free, don't turn the ball over, don't have a bunch of crazy penalties or whatever, I think that they can get by. But the way that the Chiefs have beat teams all year long, even in the close games, it's been the teams making mistakes. And that's what championship teams do. That's why they're a championship team and why they're going for a three-peat. But I think, you know, it stops here with the Eagles and thanks to Saquon Barkley.
And Jamal Lewis knows a thing or two about winning Super Bowls. Jamal, appreciate the time. Enjoy the big game coming up Sunday, and hopefully we get to talk to you a lot more as the week's progressing.
Thanks, Jamal.
Absolutely. Thank you. You guys have a great one.
There's Jamal Lewis. By the way, looks like he could still play. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Whip Around coming up next. Then we'll reset for you. It's Auto Request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Now, since we're past 11, get your votes in. Featured.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Artist Friday.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Here on this total request Thursday. Time for the Whip Around Terps tonight. College basketball, Ohio State. We had Kevin Willard on yesterday. If you missed that interview, and how dare you, we'll have that coming your way around 1:15. Previewing the Buckeyes, who were 2.5-point favorites over the Terps, as we talk about, Vinny, with Damon Evans, Zaire Mathis, the highest-rated remaining ESPN top 300 dude committed to Maryland yesterday, or signed. He's on the dotted line because they wouldn't be sending out no press conferences if they did.
Well, the thing that you like about getting Zaire is he was committed to Ohio State for 9 months. And then once he decommitted there, the teams that wanted him were to Penn State, you know, all the big schools. And to beat those kind of people, you got to have those same type caliber players, and that's one.
Yeah. So how long he stays in Maryland remains to be seen. Immediate impact guy remains to be seen. All of that fun stuff. But number 22, according to 24/7 Sports, was the Terps recruiting class.
Well, If I'm a betting man, Bob, those kind of guys, they got to play. Otherwise, they'll have options.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that with Keith Cavanaugh tomorrow. TerrapinTimes.com. Men's Big Ten basketball. Rutgers over number 23, Illinois, 82-73. Dylan Harper's back. Impact was felt. 28 points as the Scarlet Knights trying to get it together in February as we head into conference time. Rutgers, by the way, beat Maryland coming up noon on Super Bowl Sunday. It was Michigan. This is what I was watching last night. Michigan over Oregon, 80-76. Boy, Oregon's turned into quite the turn here as of late. Hey, but Wolverines are good, 80-76. They get it done. The mayor, Fred Hoiberg, gets a win, 86-72 over Washington. There was a top 15 matchup in college basketball men as number 4 Tennessee came from behind to beat number 15 Missouri 85-81. Locally, BU beat Navy 87-65. And the Greyhounds of Loyola beat Lafayette 71-58. Jimmy Butler got traded. Wow. Got his way, as you've heard during the updates there. I was kind of, no little surprise, a little floored there. Especially the haul that Miami got in return, for sure, because Wiggins is having a hell of a year for them.
Yeah, I mean, they made out actually a lot better than I think they probably would have even thought. And, you know, it seemed like the KD stuff was going to happen, that the Warriors wanted him back, but then
he said no.
But I don't get that. So there's two players in the league, we've talked about this before, that have no trade clauses, Bradley Beal and LeBron James. So what if Kevin Durant doesn't want to go back to the Warriors? If the Suns want to trade him, you're going. I mean, since when did these guys just get to say, oh, you want to trade me? Nope. Sorry, Mr. GM.
Or no, you could do a Myles Garrett and call LeBron. He knows everything. By the way, the reason Durant or Butler's not in Phoenix, because Bradley Beal refused to waive his no-trade clause. So there you go. Besides 2 years, $111 million. What a gig if you could get it. NBA last night, the Wizards in Brooklyn. And a local kid did really well.
Washington has come out with a purpose. George outside. Harrington thought about it. Step back. Three over Johnson is there.
That's Yes Network on the call. Bob Carrington out of Pitt. Baltimore, Maryland, 16 points, 4 boards, 10 assists. Bilal Coulibaly, he had a triple-double as Washington has won 3 in a row. All on the road. They were 1-21. On the road, now all of a sudden they're like the 79 Bullets over here. Miami beat Philly 108-101. Tyler Hero had 30. Haywood Highsmith, Archbishop Curley, Baltimore, 3 points on the board there. Now starting there, it's been starting actually for a while. Memphis 138-107 over Toronto. Jaren Jackson Jr., 32. He was great. Santi Aldama, speaking of Loyola, 6 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. Manuel Quickly, load management. Little hip stuff that's been bothering him all season long. Minnesota beat that Chicago 127-108. Ant-Man had 49, 9-3, and he wasn't even the leading scorer on the night in the NBA. Jalen Smith for the Bulls, 14-5-1 there. Oklahoma City, now we got something going, 140-109. SGA over Phoenix, 50 points, 8 boards, 5 assists. There's your MVP of the league going into the All-Star break. Aaron Wiggins has been balling big time for Thunder. 17 points, 6 boards, and an assist. He's been starting. Damian Lee, Calvert Hall, 4 points for the Suns. Orlando beats Sacramento, 131-111. Franz Wagner, 31-5-3. Alex Len, all by himself now. Played 2 minutes, got no point. Kind of standing there all by himself. It's the Whip Around video at 81.057 The Fan tonight. Capitals first place in the Metro at Philly. Last place in the Metro, 7 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah, that's a game that they should win. Philly's lost 4 in a row. Philly traded a couple of their younger players away. So, game the Caps need to win tonight.
Yeah, trying to maintain, and they're up by a significant amount in the division right
now.
Yeah. Like 9 points.
Nine, and I think they played one less game than Carolina, who's in second. So, yeah, they're in a great position right now.
This day in sports history, real quick. Today's February the 6th. Little Maryland hoops, two of them for you. 1985 down in Winston-Salem, 20th-ranked Maryland. Beat Wake Forest, 64-62. Len Bias had 26. Adrian Branch had 14. Jeff Atkins had 10. Maryland almost choked away a 12-point lead in the last 2 minutes of the game, but they held on for the W there. 1996 down in Chapel Hill. Terps upset 12th-ranked North Carolina, 84-78. Let's see. Dwayne Simpkins had 18. Now the head coach, American U. Baltimore's own Keith Booth had 12. Johnny Rhodes had 13 points and 9 steals as Maryland upset the Tar Heels. And Super Bowl 45 took place on this date 14 years ago down at Jerry's World. Green Bay beat Pittsburgh 31. Beating the Steelers is never a bad thing, but 31-25. Aaron Rodgers, most valuable player. Packers are 3-point favorites. Well, he's been getting a lot of mileage out of that Super Bowl,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Him and Mike McCarthy, but it is what it is. AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, Fox on the call, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. National anthem, Christina Aguilera. Don't remember. And then the halftime show, Black Eyed Peas with Usher and Slash.
Wow.
Don't remember. 111 million people watched that thing, though. And I was one of them. There you go. So Black Eyed Peas with Usher and Slash.
What a lineup.
Yeah.
We got to bring back the, you know, different genre pairings together.
The Stones with like Kendrick Lamar.
No, you're right. You're right.
No, you're saying no?
No, every man for himself.
All right, we'll come back. Speaking of the Super Bowl coming up Sunday, 59. Dan and Hughes from Chiefs Radio will be joining us. The accomplishment of a three-peat would mean what historically, not just in the NFL, but team sports altogether. And then a fun house trip to Nolan. Joining us now, talk about Chiefs. They're not going for double vision. They're going for triple vision, triple Super Bowls. And from the Chiefs Radio Network, former Kansas City Chief himself, out of the University of Iowa. Let's welcome back to the show on the Window Nation guest hotline, Dannon Hughes. Dannon, appreciate the time. Good morning. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good to be here. I'm on Radio Row right now, so you may hear a lot of commotion behind me because there's a big game coming up this weekend. I'm glad to be a part of it in the booth, so it's going to be a blast.
Now, Dan, and we'll talk about Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, was on our show a couple of days ago, and he said if the Chiefs get the three-peat, it would be the most impressive three-peat in the history of team sports. Better than baseball, better than the NBA, better than the Stanley Cup. Do you agree with that assessment that 3 Super Bowl wins consecutive, which has never happened before, is a tougher and more impressive accomplishment than the other sports?
I absolutely do, and that's not me being a homer, being the Chiefs radio network broadcast analyst, but I would just say it's something that's never – if we're talking in 2025 about something that's never been done, still talking about something that's never been done, then to me, that automatically boosts it to the top of the list. And when you consider with the dynamic of the game of football, the fact that we've had pretty much the same core of guys, but interchangeable parts around the big stars, and yet we are here. The NFL is not designed for consistent winning. The way the draft is set up, the way free agency is set up, the way the salary cap is set up, the way the schedule is set up. I mean, look at how the Chiefs got to this point. I tend to lean towards not counting Week 18, the loss to the Denver Broncos, because we really didn't play anybody. So I'm just going to reference the fact that we were 15-1 on the season with our core guys on the field after winning two consecutive Super Bowls and starting the game, starting the season off. It's one thing to start the season off on Thursday night. It's another thing to start off against the Baltimore Ravens, who you just beat in the AFC Championship. And then the next week to play the Cincinnati Bengals, who has been a rival of ours here. And then by the graciousness and just the incredible thought of the NFL, they go ahead and schedule us for 3 games in 11 days at the end of the season, where all three of the four games were on the road against AFC opponents, like, and they were all playoff opponents. So, like, they wouldn't have known about the playoff part, but at the same time, if you think about the road to this position for the Chiefs, it's probably been the toughest out of any team that's had to go to the Super Bowl, never mind seeking a third consecutive win. So, yeah, we knew it's been an uphill battle all season, and we've stepped up to every challenge, and hopefully we can do it one more time.
Hey, Dana, let's talk about the lines. I mean, how do you see the matchup with KC's O-line, you know, with Caliendo? I mean, that's a huge weak spot, and their strength is that defensive line. How do you see that matchup?
Yeah, I think if that's the number one matchup, I think that jumps out to a lot of people in regarding this Super Bowl and what you're going to be able to do with Nolan and Jalen Carter and these big boys up front, the Georgia Three, I call them, and what we're going to do on our side. Now, since we have moved Joe Tooney out to the left tackle and Mike Caliendo has been at that left guard, we have actually played better, more consistent football. So there is some continuity there, even though Mike's new to this stage. And I feel like that continuity, along with the abilities of Patrick Mahomes, how he's on the same page, like incredibly on the same page with Travis Kelce, how those guys read each other's minds and how well we've run the ball, not necessarily for bulk yardage like Saquon Barkley, but in key situations when we needed to run the ball, when we need to run time off the clock, when we needed to give our defense some rest, we've been able to do that with the 1-2 punch of Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. So I feel like we have a dynamic. We love to play close games. We know how to win close games. And we know how to bring teams outside of their comfort zone. And that's kind of what we saw with the Texans. We saw that with the Bills in the playoffs. And we'll see if the Eagles will follow suit.
Now, let's talk about their offense a little bit. Because their offensive line, Danit, is huge. And your defensive line, other than Chris Jones, is not big. You know, and then they got Saquon Barkley, too. So how do you see that matchup? Because to me, those are the one that we just talked about and this one, those are the two key big matchups in my mind.
Oh, absolutely. And the one thing about the Eagles, or another thing about the Eagles' offensive line that is very impressive, is not only are they big and huge, as you said, but they're mobile. And they get out in space and they cover up blockers extremely well. Dallas Goedert has really done a fine job kind of complementing the run game with his attacking, blocking downhill lifestyle. So I feel like they're a complete unit offensively. They block well in the passing game as well in the run game. And if you ask any offensive lineman, past or present, they all love to run block. They all love to move people around against their will. And that's the physicality of the game that a lot of offensive linemen, and let's face it, a lot of fans like to see as well. So we're going to have our hands full. But the one thing I can say, Steve Spagnuolo. Steve Spagnuolo has done an outstanding job, has had a Hall of Fame career in regards to tuning up defenses to play on this stage. And if we have to use speed to get around their bulk, then that's what we're going to do. And Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, Leo Chanel at the linebacker position, those guys are very versatile. They're very athletic. They're not the biggest, but they can move around blocks. And we have some physicality in the back end as well with Justin Reed. And even our corners like to mix it up in the run game. So regardless of how everything transpires, we know it's going to take all 11 guys. But you're right, Mike Pinnell Jr. and Chris Jones are really the two bulkiest guys that we have. So we're going to have to use some quickness.
All right, Dan, and let's talk about your key guys that have been around for, like Mahomes. I mean, it's like this is his time of the year. During the season, you know, his quarterback rating's 93. Now it's 105. Kelsey, you know, got 9 catches and average, you know, during the season averages 8.5. Now he's averaging 15 yards. What is it about the playoffs that, or this time of the year, that makes those guys tick?
The stars shine brightest during this time. And we've seen that 7 consecutive AFC championship appearances. We're talking about, you know, 5 Super Bowl appearances. We're going for a three-peat. Like, that tells you in a nutshell right what it is that these guys are the biggest stars and they know when they need to shine the brightest. And that's what they actually do during the postseason and specifically. Like, a lot of people make a lot of noise, and we know there's 24-hour news networks and everything that happens all throughout the season. But this team has had the ability to be very good early in the season, but that's never been the goal. The goal has always been to be the strongest you can possibly be in December and January and leading into the Super Bowl. And that's exactly what we've had each year with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and the list goes on. These guys know how to step up at the right time, and it's usually at the end of the season. I mean, I got a chance. I'm staying at the team hotel. I'm around the team, travel with the team, and the overwhelming mindset is how strong we are and how healthy we are right now. Outside of Rashee Rice, who's been gone since the beginning of the season, like, we're at our most powerful right now. We're at our strongest. If you were to draw up a team that you would say, you know what, they're going to go for a Super Bowl championship, never mind a third straight, and their roster is set as such, you would look at our roster, the availability of everybody, and say, you know what, these guys are primed to put their best foot forward and go for this historic run. So, like, this is where we need to be. Yeah, we had some ups and downs. And during the season, even though we're talking about one loss during the core of the season, we got criticized for close wins and near losses. And
referees.
The referees and all that trash, which is ridiculous. On that note, I will say this, and I've been getting jabs and bullets thrown at me for the last month about the referees. And the one thing that I can say is it's oxymoronic, it's hypocritical to think that the Chiefs get favorable calls when they're the third most penalized team in the NFL. So those two things don't work. You can't be the third most penalized team in anything and then in the same breath be said that you're getting all the favorable calls. It just doesn't work that way.
Dan and Hughes, Chiefs Radio Network, I wish you good luck, but it sounds like you don't need any Dan and Hughes. Say hi to the famous people down there at Radio Row. Good luck to Kansas City for real, and maybe we'll talk to you next time the Ravens and Chiefs are in a championship game. How's that sound?
I appreciate it, man. Go Chiefs.
Go Cyclones.
Look at it. There he is. Basically, I don't even know why they're kicking off on Sunday. But you can hear that game coming up 6:30. Here on the Fan, we'll come back, reset for you. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. If you missed it yesterday, Eric DaCosta was on with Todd McShay, his podcast, talking about the Ravens and the draft process and building a team around Lamar and all that good stuff. And we'll count that, hopefully, Super Bowl late week money by ourselves. But anyway, people have chosen, and right now, 35 years after that song came out, you know, Vanilla Ice, kind of an ironic figure here, in a good way.
Were you not thinking of that song this morning, scraping the ice off your car?
I didn't have to do that because I pre-started it.
Oh, look
twice.
At you,
so I let it,
Mr. Big Bucks over
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
too good for an ice scraper. Apparently.
I got an ice scraper, but I was proactive in my defrosting my car.
How's I was waking up the whole neighborhood at 7 a.m. this morning out there.
I don't think, honestly, I don't think we got it bad in Arundel County. I think it was more to the north.
Right.
Where
no, ice. I talked to my parents. They said it was really bad up in PA, so I think we lucked out.
But my car was in the garage, so I lucked out.
Yeah.
All right, Nolan, what's on your mind here?
Well, I'm seeing the text line here, and they're just flowing in. People not happy with Dan and Hugh's assessment of Sunday's game. But, I mean, look, he took his time out of his busy week to join us. High energy.
Oh,
good
dude,
guess.
He's at Radio Row. He's staring at actor singers right now.
And, you know, certainly qualified, former player and everything. And let's be honest here. We rag on the Chiefs, and we get pissed off about the Chiefs all the time. But if there was one team that could puff their chest out and talk like that and speak like it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to win, it would be Kansas City, because that's as close to a guarantee as you're going to get. I mean, 5 times in 6 years. They're going for 3 straight. What else is there to say? They're a great team, you know? I mean, they're deserving of that praise, as much as we hate them.
But, and he also brought up the close games.
Yes.
And we'll do our picks tomorrow. And to tease it a little bit, sooner or later, that fine line you're walking, you're going to fall off the cliff, not onto the pillow. Sooner or later, it's got to catch up with you.
And we'll say with the penalties,
I would think,
because he mentioned that they had the third most in the league this year. That's something I actually didn't know. Fair point. But obviously not all penalties are created equal. And the timing of them late in the game.
The critical penalties.
Right. I think that's what makes, or that's what people get more upset about.
Yeah, they're not thinking of a Caliendo hold in the middle of the first quarter.
ball incomplete, and they get a PI. You know,
right. Well, all week long we've been. We probably won't have time for a fun house here, but we're going to give away more Metallica tickets right now. We've been giving them away all week long. I got another pair to give away here. They're going to be at Northwest Stadium there down in Landover on May 28th. Tickets on sale courtesy of Live Nation. But if you want to win a pair right now, you can be caller number 8 at 410-583-1057 for 2 tickets to see Metallica.
Caller number 8, get in here, 410-583-1057. When we come back, news from the Nest. Going to hear from Eric DaCosta, buy or sell. Let's count that dough. Vinny's going to start breaking a stat between the Eagles and the Chiefs around 12:30. We'll get to that fun house that we're missing this hour, 12:45. Feed you some more football. Going to hear from Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni for NFL Lunch at 1 o'clock. We're going to have Kevin Willard, who was on the show yesterday, preview Maryland, Ohio State, and then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, breaking down the big game as only he can.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.